Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Toy of the Week podcast. I am your host, Adam Paulus, here to talk about whatever toy is on my desk this week. And this week, one of the newest arrivals is the very exciting Transformers Generations Titans Return Leader Class Sky Shadow. You might say, I don't know who that is, and maybe you've already tuned out. And I hope not, because this is a pretty good toy. Mine arrived last week. We are accepting pre-orders for our next shipments. We are expecting a few. And this is probably my favorite leader class Transformer, and I don't mean of this line, I mean period, because it's a pretty cool sort of combiner, I guess is a good way to put it. The whole Duocon kind of thing has been upsized a bit, and just to take a step back, there was a Sky Shadow figure in Transformers Generations a few years ago. It was a deluxe-sized figure. It went from a jet to a robot, and it's the same character, but a slightly different design, completely different transformation, no reused parts here. The new leader class Sky Shadow, or Black Shadow if you're a fan of the original Japanese character, is basically made up of two vehicles and one robot. So you can split him apart at the waist, his legs become a tank, and his body and arms become a plane that looks a lot like the original Black Shadow toy. He has a flip-up helmet with a head in there you can pop out, and you can switch his face with somebody else's. So if you have any of our separately sold Titan Masters figures, like Shuffler or Repugnus or Nightbeat, you can put those faces in there. Obviously, Sky Shadow's head, Ominous, looks best. And the little 1.5-inch robot can pilot either of his vehicle modes, which is pretty cool. Also, the little jet drone mode is pretty cool. It's a nicely articulated robot. It has, I would say, someone looked at what they made in Transformers Generation 2 and Transformers Armada and said, okay, what's the best that we have from both of these? Let's put that in this figure. And they did a good job. It's got swivel biceps. It's got bending elbows. The shoulders can go forward and backward, but also lateral movement out. So you can have him point to the side a little bit. The hips have more or less universal joints at the upper part, but directly beneath that is a swivel joint, so you can rotate the leg around, and the knees bend too. There's also a way the knees can bend out a little bit if you want to do that for transformation or whatever. Also, the ankles can rotate. Not really. Actually, they don't rotate. They tilt, so you can have his legs spread apart and his feet still flat on the ground. Both hands can hold guns just fine. The guns can combine into a single mode. Not so fine. Mine don't hold together so well, so I use them as two separate weapons, and they look pretty good. When you put him in his vehicle modes, they look pretty fantastic. The tank looks like a tank, because of course it does. It doesn't have a rotating turret, but it does have little spinning wheels, and they are little, and they kind of spin. It's a black, more or less classically styled toy tank. It's not like the H-tanks or the hover tanks or whatever other goofy sci-fi things. It's more consistent with what you see in your imagination when you hear the word tank. It has a little clear red area to put a figure. You pop open the hatch, you put the figure inside, and there he is. It's pretty neat. The jet has a similar functionality. You can put a figure in the flyer's seat, and the vehicle itself, well, and the robot also has some silver foil stickers, which are increasingly common on these things, but still not super duper common. So it's a new thing Hasbro seems to be doing a lot more lately. I prefer paint, but that's me. Transforming the toy from either mode is fairly simple. For a leader class toy, it's especially simple. There's also a base mode, which is basically the robot mode kind of splayed out funny. It looks okay, and there's connectors to Triptychon or Fortress Maximus or other leader class toys in Sky Shadow's base mode's feet. I'm not crazy about the base mode, but I really do like both vehicle modes and the robot mode, and frankly, that's why I bought this, so I'm good with it. If you don't know who Sky Shadow is and don't like him, later this year there will be a Overlord toy using pretty much the same basic transformation design. There's going to be a lot of changes to the sculpting, there's going to be a lot of new body parts added, but ultimately, it's a very similar toy. So if you only want one or the other, use your best judgment and get what you see when you feel like it. I gotta have both because I'm nuts. I really like this Sky Shadow, not Black Shadow. It was Black Shadow, now it's Sky Shadow. And I'm glad I got it because it's part of that whole Phase Sixers group, the Warriors Elite from Transformers More Than Meets the Eye. And now we have this one, and we have Sixshot, and Overlord's coming, so we'll have all three really soon. That may mean nothing to you, but for me it's pretty interesting. So if you have the opportunity, I highly recommend picking this one up. You can pre-order it from us today, and hopefully we'll have some in stock very soon, but I do strongly recommend pre-ordering hot new Transformers, especially after the second or third wave. If you do a lot of toy shopping, you know that sometimes wave one of a series hits pretty hard, wave two hits a little less hard, and wave three and wave four can be a little bit harder to come by in a reasonable amount of time. That's why we at Entertainment Earth would be very happy to supply you with your favorite robots and Star Wars figures and superheroes, because we can. So, yeah. Check those out. Go to entertainmentearth.com for more. We are having a Funko sale this week. You'll want to check that out. And I'll see you guys next time at the Entertainment Earth podcast. Follow us on Twitter at EntEarth.